Good morning, and welcome to this morning's edition of the Senate Committee on Revenue. Today we have two bills to consider, Senate Bill 660 and Senate Bill 67. The chair is going to exercise prerogative, these are time efficiently, and we're going to work on Senate Bill 660 first. So if we could have the appropriate staff forward for a recapitulation of our work earlier on Senate Bill 660. Good morning, Mr. Yates. How are you?
Good morning, Chairman.
Mr. Yates, could you refresh the memory of the committee on our consideration of Senate Bill 660?
Senate Bill 660 is a bill which prohibits essentially taxation of the Internet in terms of the access, and also would appear to be fairly broad, possibly affecting any sales tax which might apply to goods which were sold or shipped as a result of Internet communication. And also there was some concern expressed at the time that this might even extend so far as to the income tax. And definitely that it would impact the considerations going on in the House Committee with respect to a business activity tax. You have, as a result of the last meeting, two amendments before you. The first amendment, I think you'll want to hear from the people that bring the amendments because they're legal in nature and I'm not sure I fully understand them. But basically, in the first set of amendments, you're trying to make it clear that the income tax is not impacted. You're defining with respect to a reference to federal code what the Internet is, and trying to make it clear that a tax means an obligation imposed on a seller, so it's not an income tax. It prohibits the state and the municipal corporations, political subdivisions of the state from imposing, and that's been modified somewhat in subsection 4, which says that the state or a municipal corporation or political subdivision may impose a tax if it's similar in the sense that it applies to the residents in the same way it does to non-residents. The second amendment is narrower and addresses, I think, more directly just the question of access to the Internet. It again prohibits a tax to be levied or collected on Internet access to the Internet or use of the Internet if the tax fee or charge was not in effect on the effective date of this act. And it prohibits assisting other states with the collection of their taxes. And then in subsection 2, it does sort of rescind that limitation in the sense that a tax may be imposed if it's authorized by the legislature. So this would mean that if a city, for example, wanted to impose a tax, they would have to have explicit legislative authorization to do so. That's about as close as I can come to explaining the amendments.
Not a bad job at all. Colleagues, any questions about the recapitulation of the dash 1, dash 2, and the bill itself?
Are we in work session?
Pardon me?
Are we in work session?
We're not yet. Actually, I was going to call up Senator Atkinson and ask him to offer his testimony. And when I do that, I should open a public hearing on Senate Bill 60. Morning, sir.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Jason Atkinson, State Senator, District 25. Since we've spoken last, there's been these two amendments. Mr. Chair, the dash twos are the ones that you and I spoke about most recently. If you recall from the previous hearing that we had, there was the instructions back to me were to significantly tighten down what we were trying to get accomplished here. And I think the dash twos are pretty close, if not perfect, to the conversations that we had. The thing that I do like about the dash ones, just in the dash ones, do specifically, I believe, define internet a little bit better than the dash twos do. That's my interest, I guess, in the dash ones. But I would be more than happy to answer any questions. I think the dash twos, for the most part, speak for themselves.
Tom, I think the difference in approach is clear. The dash ones represent a broader of the limitation to include e-commerce and some other things, including tax collections. Dash twos are significant narrowing, and it really does only focus on access. And as you recall, I think that was the divergence that we discovered in our committee hearing, that to try to cast your net over all of e-commerce with an outright ban probably takes it in a different direction than the original intent of extending the sunset, which is why this bill was brought before us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we remember the testimony of Mr. Cravens, the organization that he represents would simply like to keep that ban in effect, the ban on taxing access. Notwithstanding, we thought that it would be reasonable also to send this clear message to municipalities and subsets of jurisdictions that they may not tax these access either, or electronic commerce with fees without the legislative approval in a debate before this body. So that's the substance of dash two amendments. If the definitions in the dash ones are preferable to you, would you be willing to follow this bill to the other chamber? I fear that if we don't move the bill today, it doesn't have a chance to make the turn.
I am eager to get the thing moving and will bird dog it to the best of my abilities, Mr. Chair, over on the other chamber.
Colleagues, any questions for the Senator?
I have one, Mr. Chair. Thank you. In the last hearing, Senator, we talked about, if this might have unintended consequences in affecting communities that have like a real estate transfer tax or a 911 tax, for emergency services or anything like that. And as I look at the dash twos, I'm wondering, do the dash twos then take care of that issue? Is this language specific enough to not interfere with some of those? Because some of those are some may be done, or maybe in the near future they would want to be done by an electronic transfer. And if that were the case, because I'm just kind of wondering if we took care of it in these amendments or not.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Chair, Senator. I believe that we have significantly tightened it down. Those concerns were part of my discussions in creating the dash twos, and so I believe that this is narrowly defined in such a way as to protect that unintended consequence from happening.
I guess, Senator, if I can try to answer your question, no tax could be avoided that is a tax fairly collected and fairly assessed in the locality, but no tax on access or use of the medium would be allowed to be levied or collected in order.
Okay.
So it's the use of the medium that we're trying to protect.
Right.
Here,
okay.
More than any other thing. Further questions? Thank you, Senator, very much. Colleagues, I think you can tell from my test or my leadership of the discussion here that I favor the dash two amendments. Do we have any other individuals who wish to offer an alternative view? Good morning.
For the record, my name is Pat Lundeen. I'm with the Department of Administrative Services, Information Resource Management Division, and the state's Electronic Commerce Manager. One of the reasons I'm here today is really just to ask some questions. We just aren't sure the broad nature of the term electronic commerce and how it is being used in this bill. The state is moving into its plan for electronic government, and there's two very clear sides of electronic commerce, where the state is selling information to citizens and businesses, or selling services. over the internet. The other is where we're moving into electronic procurement, where we're working with our suppliers who we buy services from. We didn't know if all of those would be covered by this bill, and that's really why I'm here, if there's information about that.
Well, I guess to try to answer your questions, it was the intent of the chair working with the good senator who sponsored the legislation only to prevent charges, taxes, or fees on the medium of the internet when used in electronic commerce, not to limit the use or ability of jurisdictions to levy a sales tax on items sold over the internet, or any fair fees or charges that attach to shipping or other elements or items of commerce. But it's the access tax that we're specifically pointed at in this regard. Hope that clarifies for you.
Yes. I think the question we have as we talk about working with our suppliers is the idea that the state may move into a strategic partnership where both sides maybe contribute to funding of this, and if it would prohibit us from entering in that kind of a strategic partnership where suppliers might pay a fee to be able to do it electronically with the state, is a kind of gray area we're concerned about.
Would the fee be for access to the medium of electronic commerce, or would it be for services provided by the state?
I guess that's it's a new area and interpretation of what that relationship might be like.
Sounds like Senator Rackin will have some companionship as he follows this bill.
Yes.
Yes, Senator.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think subsection 2 of the amendment, to some extent, may answer your question, because it does allow where the state authorizes certain fees or charges. So I'm assuming that where you have general rulemaking authority and you do the rulemaking authority to enter into certain kinds of agreements and processes with other vendors where it's a joint venture, to me, it appears that that would meet that test in subsection 2, because you clearly have certain authority to conduct the business you're now conducting. And I don't think this amendment is intended to change anything that you're currently doing.
Okay. That helps very much. Thank you.
And again, if there was a problem, then, of course, your folks are here on a regular basis, both in the budget committees and other places. And I think to the extent that you have a specific need for authorization, you have every opportunity to seek that. But I'm saying this for the record. I think the way I read this, it's not intended to impair any of your current negotiations or ongoing joint ventures you're doing with persons.
Further questions? I agree with you, Senator. I think that's the intent here. If there are no further questions, is there any other person here present that wishes to offer testimony? Mr. Cravens, would you come forward?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Jim Craven from American Electronics Association. I appreciate the struggle of trying to get the words just right, because they are important, and it's important not to do. I don't think anybody here wants to do anything unintended, but it's important that we don't do anything unintended. I hadn't seen the amendments till this morning, but just two possible suggestions, and I don't really want to delay or slow down the movement of the bill, and if it's decided that this may need some further work, but we could pick it up somewhere down the train line, I mean, I think that's fine. There is the concern about having the words electronic commerce in there, and I do have some language I just got yesterday from California, which has an existing framework just like this, and they're in the process of extending theirs. As you also heard at the first hearing, there is currently a federal ban on new internet access charges or discriminatory taxes against e-commerce, and that's the so-called Wyden Internet Tax Freedom Act. That expires in October of this year, and there is a federal bill to extend that framework to 2007, so that's being discussed in Congress right now. There is some language in California that talks about impose, assess, or attempt to collect any of the following. They use the phrase, a tax on internet access, in other words, for using the internet, not a fee for a service that you get through the internet, but a tax on internet access, online computer services, or the use of internet access. And then they also refer to something, and they use the phrase, a bit tax or a bandwidth tax. In other words, that's the idea of putting a meter on the internet for the sake of, not for the sake of what you pay your internet service provider for the use of the internet, but government coming in saying, oh, by the way, we're going to put a nickel a minute or a nickel an hour charge on the use of the internet just to fund government services. So those are the phrases they use in California, and we could probably, get some of that language in if it would be helpful or meet people's concerns. But I think the main, the dash twos probably are darn close to what you're trying to do. And if it's a matter of, fixing this language somewhere down in the process, we'd be willing to participate in helping to do that.
I think
the phrase electronic commerce has become the lightning rod that is causing some nervousness. And I don't think it's intended by the sponsors of the act or anybody who's interested in this concept. And so if that needs to be modified, that could probably happen. Just to point out, as a friend of the court, there's a second aspect to this bill. And if you look in on the dash two amendment sub B, there is another concept of this bill about assisting another state in imposition of a tax. And that's a separate concept from the first concept. And I don't know what the Department of Revenue, I don't know if they're here today. I haven't heard them express an opinion on that piece. But that's an idea about interstate relationships as opposed to what our state's going to do upon our own citizens. So there's really two concepts here in the bill. So.
Actually, Mr. Cravens, I think your further definition of the intention to limit the or to focus the limitation on access, either by bandwidth or frequency, is good language. Again, I would suggest that there'll be a charter leaving from this end of the building. It'll be populated by at least three people, because I'd ask you to work with the sponsor of the legislation to perhaps bring that forward on the House side.
Yeah, we'd be more than willing to do that, Mr. Chairman, because I think there's a kernel of a very good bill here that I don't think needs to get, delayed or derailed by unintended definitions of words. I mean, the issue is here that if you sending the signal to your constituents that Oregon is not interested in putting a tax on access to the internet, and I think that's a very popular thing with citizenry. It's a number of states have done this, no matter what Congress is doing, because we can't be, Congress will not have this resolved before we sign and die, I'll guarantee you. So whatever Congress wants to do at the federal level, a number of states are taking action like this to send a clear signal that we don't want to look at the internet as some kind of cash cow for government services. So I think that's the kernel of the bill, and get the words right, and I think it will be a very popular bill. So,
guys, my inclination is to move the bill with the dash two amendments this morning, notwithstanding the fact that possibly there's a better definition that can be substituted for electronic commerce. Such a substitution would result in a concurrence request if they were amended into the House side. And at that point, I'd at least remind the committee that we considered this bill, moved it forward, and then if there is the type of amendment and a tightening definition, I'd at least inform the committee that there was a concurrence request. But I'd like to hear what the committee would like to do today with the bill.
Mr. Chair.
Senator.
I totally support what Senator Atkinson is trying to get at here. And I think what he's trying to accomplish is great. I just am not quite comfortable with voting on it in its current form with the dash two amendments. I think there's still a lot of unanswered questions. There's too many out there hanging for me to even go ahead and help to move it at this point. And if we do this and you have the votes to get it over to the House and it comes back, I'd love to vote for it if some of these things are addressed. Right now, there's a lot of things in here that make me nervous. But I support what we're trying to get at here. So,
Senator Corbin, you have a comment?
Well, I just think this is political posturing and the worst kind, because There's no discussion about the inequity of treatment of one group of Oregonian businesses with another group that are doing interstate commerce. Citizens for Sound Economy are very good about, you know, attacking taxes. No, they have nothing to say about services. So I'm very uncomfortable with the bill.
Senator Mann.
I can count.
Yes, obviously, yes.
No comment.
Senator Starr.
Also,
I think the, notwithstanding the discomfiture that we're, I guess I'm feeling a little discomfiture about the calendar.
Yeah.
We only have till Monday to hear new bills, and our calendar may get quite crowded here in the next day or two. I guess what I'd like to suggest is that we go ahead and let this bill move forward. We suggest to the sponsor that there might be further clarifications in language. It would be available from American Electronics Association, and that we move on and understand that the dash two amendments are brought by the senator and myself. The dash ones have been brought by the other organization that was mentioned. I prefer the dash twos to be moved into the bill. And that at least keeps the bill alive and moving. And I guess I'd be afraid that if we don't keep the bill alive and moving, that it might hit a rock somewhere else and disappear altogether, and that would not be a good thing. So I'm going to go into work session. We're in work session on Senate Bill 660. The chair would entertain a motion to move dash two amendments into Senate Bill 660. Chair moves that we, oh, no.
Chairman.
Senators.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Senator Minnis.
I move that we have a 5-minute break.
5-minute break, yeah. We're in recess for 5 minutes.